Blog Talk Radio.
Well, part two of this situation is I'm dealing with an area where I attracted a very dangerous criminal. You know, it started with both where, you know, people get jealous of me over a little bitty home. We can't move on for 20 years. You know, that's crazy, isn't it? Or somebody don't know how to live in this country or think that this is a conservative building where I live, and it's not. It's L.A. It's very liberal. You can be conservative or liberal. Well, people don't care what your political ideology, you know, who's elected in this area. Or somebody don't like me because I'm trying to succeed and going by my skin color who don't know me. And I don't know these people. They live in the building or nearby. They said criminal, crazy things that they married me illegally with the county. You can't do that. Or say they envy us because I own a home. And these people are prostitutes, criminals, perverts. They have criminal records. They come from another country. They are outlaws. They're on the bottom side of the fence of human beings. They're evil human beings. They said, gossiping, that they've been paid by a criminal to follow me around. I don't know why. It had to do with jealousy. They don't want me to own a home. Also, the delusions about me not owning a home. They also said that they're going to continue to look at my home because I gossip about this, which is illegal. They're criminal anyway if they do this, if this is alleged. The reason why is because the police department did not do enough to arrest these people in this 7307 High School in a nearby area. These people are so dangerous. They don't know the difference between right or wrong, and they should not be living around anybody. I don't know why these people are living here. The guy said he was going to lynch me. He's ultra-conservative or he's racist. He should be investigated for a hate crime. When a prostitute, a crazy black woman, said she don't like me living here because of my skin color, I should hang out with my own kind. That's racist. So did the conservative white man, the Latin man. You can't go by race. That's racism. Racism is one reason why I'm dealing with this. That's why I had told the police about the allegations of racism at 7307 Haskell in nearby area on Haskell, 7317 Haskell or nearby. You know, I'm not supposed to be dealing with this. I'm not making up stories. They made up stories about my mental health, which was false. They made up false allegations to cover up their neurosis, their illness, whatever they don't have. And that is the reason. You know, you don't go up to a stranger or somebody you don't know just because I lived next door to them 20 years ago or I worked at the center, the San Bruno Center, a long time ago. Doesn't mean I'm their friend. They saw me 20 years ago, so they're coming over here 20 years ago, which is insane. It really is sad that the police and the mental health department haven't locked these people up. They on the street on Haskell near Sherman Way and Leadville, and they make up stories about me, saying false allegations about me, and they also live in this building. They don't want to accept the reality of the politics of the area of the 21st century, then fine. But they should not put their bigotry or hatred or religious intolerance on me. There's laws against this, especially in California. They have a federal hate crime. You can't lynch somebody because that's against the law. As well as you can't have no black-on-black crime, especially with a stranger. That's insane. What it is I'm dealing with insanity. Somebody don't know how to respect boundaries. They come from South Los Angeles. They live in an area where they just harass and kill and do bad things to people, and they come up to you know, Hollywood or the San Fernando Valley and bringing up those bad characteristics because they're criminal. They don't know how to deal with strangers, especially of the same color. They think they already know me when they don't. They think my home is some place that they can just look into or just trespass and do what they want. Everything I said in this podcast is true and need the LAPD to be involved as well as the state investigator. These people are hideous. I consider them a danger to me and other people who are normal. I don't do that to anybody in my building or anybody. I'm a normal person. When I live next door to somebody, I mind my business. These people don't know how to mind their business. It's not, they're not capable of. They're criminals. They're mentally ill. So that is all I need to say on the topic. And the reason why I put it on podcast and I talk about it on Twitter is because this has been perpetuated for so many years, and I'm sick of this crazy woman keep coming over here. They're saying lies that I don't own my property, lies that I'm not gay, crazy stuff that I shouldn't be gay. Those are crazy stuff. Saying crazy stuff that they married me illegally with the L.A. County. I am not married to anyone. I realize they have schizophrenia, severe schizophrenia, bipolar, or some severe illness that prevents them from not knowing how to mind their business or respect my boundaries. The logical explanation that I had to deal with is I was told by my management, because of these allegations, to call the LAPD. I called the LAPD several times about this, and I hope that they and the state can investigate and the city can investigate this building so we be rid of crazy people like this in this society. They don't have somebody who keeps coming over here worrying about what I'm doing or saying things that don't pertain to reality. But I know what they're trying to do, which is insane in itself. Follow me around in a car getting paid to press my buttons to get me to get angry and to say, for me to respond because they think I'm sensitive. And that in itself is insane in itself and dangerous. Yes, somebody told me that the best policy is to probably move or get a restraining order. I got several restraining orders on at these people, and they keep coming over here. You don't do this to normal. That's not normal. To participate in some perpetual plot or conspiracy against me for no apparent reason, because of bigotry or because of insanity or jealousy. That's no excuse. So I written this book about a long time ago that I was dealing with this, and I dealing with strangers who don't know basic common sense. I know that they're, I don't deal with prostitutes, criminals, crazy people. This is what they said, porn stars who, somebody in my building was saying crazy things like they're looking for me to be naked or have sex where they can film. That's crazy. That's insane. And that's also illegal. So everything I said is truthful by the gossip, but there has to be more evidence involved, but they need to investigate this building so that normal everyday life people can live here and don't deal with this sickness. It's beyond logical. I don't make up stories like this. I'm a very typical person. Me being a celebrity like being on the computer or being making records is no excuse to violate my boundaries or to target me, especially by a deranged stranger who can't mind their business. So read my book. That's all I need to say. When ignorance is bliss or insanity comes about, that people need to really look really hard. If they don't find no evidence of this, then look at the people who gossip. If they don't find nothing, then fine. It's just that we have to be careful when we deal with crazy people. An innocent person like me or you don't get hurt. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.